Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. It is 9.05 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Maloff here. I am joined by Melissa Kay. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
And we have Beth Habhager with us.
Good morning.
And we also want to welcome into the studio Lori from Fantasy Custom Shops. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, James.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate the time. Good to see you. Want to dive right into things with you, Lori, if you don't mind. Because we want to, first up, thank the chamber for being able to do this. We appreciate having new chamber members in with us. We, our mantra around here, one of our mantras in this community is buying local, supporting local. Any chance we can talk to a local business, we want to do that. And keep that in mind, everybody, if you're thinking about joining the chamber or any of those things, you'll get to join us. I have to tell you right out the gate, Lori, you are going to be one of my favorite people to ever talk to. Like, oh, I love your shop.
Yes.
I love what you guys are doing.
Oh, my.
We may make this a weekly thing.
Oh.
Lori's like, I did not sign up for
yeah.
that. Lori, I want to dive into this first. First off, let's get right to the location. Where are you guys located?
Well, we're at 6421 State Highway South, 13 South. If anybody knows Lake Air Supper Club, mm-hmm. and I can date myself and say Ebby's Lake Air, right across the road. So right across the road is a beautiful white building with wrought iron, kind of perfect for what I have there in my space. Mm-hmm. And I guess I would like to at least acknowledge where this all started. The lady who I purchased this from, her name is Sherry Jo Lucas. Awesome person. A lot of people know her. Wonderful personality. She had started this in 1984. And she actually did that and wedding, and she's made costumes and things. I didn't get to meet the loveless lady until 10 years ago. Mm. And I was working for a university. And when I was doing that, everybody said, well, we're going to dress up for Halloween. And I never want to pass up a good time to dress up. Mm-hmm. So I noticed her sign before, and I think she had an article in the paper. And I'm like, whoa, I got to check this out. Mm-hmm. So I brought a couple of my friends along. Immediately when I walked in the store, I was like overwhelmed,
yeah.
as were my friends. And basically, it was... Okay, I kind of think I knew what I wanted to be. I was Medusa. If you guys are familiar with Medusa, of course, the snakes and on the head and everything. I don't know why. But I've talked to James about this.
Yes.
Astrology-wise, I'm a snake and so is he.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, that's a whole other story.
Yep.
But anyway, so also her daughter happened to be there, and her daughter was basically raised in the store, like from birth.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she could do makeup. So... I'm trying to finish it up here, but yeah, she ended up graciously able to do my makeup the next day. I looked like a snake. I mean, I looked like Medusa green, the reptile skin.
Wow.
And I went to the university, and people didn't recognize me until, of course, I started talking. And then it was fun. And then everybody had great costumes. And then I actually went to a hospital later that night. I had a friend in the hospital. And it was fun just to see people's reaction then, too.
Right.
And driving down in the car.
Of course.
That's fun.
Right. Yeah.
Even though it's Halloween.
So, Lori, what made you want to become more than just a customer and actually run the shop?
Well, actually, 10 years ago, I had mentioned to her I'd be interested in buying it. You've met me before, I have, many personalities. Okay, now don't admit me or anything, but basically, I have a lot of interests and things.
Yeah.
And that was just, a fun thing. And I'm all about let's have fun and let's be positive. And, this is about as much fun. I remember my nieces and nephews will remember, too, dressing them up as children, my mother's clothes. Or just in all the Halloween parties I used to do. And I went to school in Madison. And if anybody knows Madison, they have the best Halloween parties.
Yeah.
So
State Street in Madison.
Yes.
I
think James has been
so
there.
Amazing. Oh,
and so, perhaps you have too.
Not personally, but I know a lot of people who have.
Yeah. So it's just, I'm kind of and as I tell people, I am in the second half of life. I know I don't look it.
Not
but,
at all.
Anyway, why not have fun?
Yeah.
I mean, and I've always had a great first half of my life and a lot of fun with what I did then. And it's like, I kind of just like to explore new things.
Mm-hmm. We love supporting local and everything. But Lori, your personality, you're the type, you're our people.
Yes.
These are the kind of, we love having on the air with us and everything. And you're not alone. Our area is littered with wonderful personalities mm-hmm. running so many of our local businesses and everything. And mm-hmm. it's part of what we love about doing things like this. And just for the audience to know, Lori didn't just walk in here today. She walked in costume looking
yes.
wicked and awesome as ever. You look great. Look great. I love the steampunk look. I'm a fan of that.
I'm glad that you knew it right away.
Big fan.
Yeah.
I do want to mention too, Lori, because I do my homework on you guys, and mm-hmm. I'm looking into the website, and again, it's fantasy-costume-shop.webs.com. Encourage you to check this out.
No, wait. That is not right, okay?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, maybe that is, but you do look at it's Fantasy Costume and Party Shop.
Thank you.
And it's S-H-O-P-P-E. There's a little, going between the old mm-hmm. Facebook.
Yes.
So
yes.
I just want to make sure people, when they look it up, they'll find both. But yeah, as long as they know where I'm located, that's fine.
There are other things that you guys do outside of costumes. Want to talk about those a little bit, Lori?
Well, I'm trying to dabble into getting into other things. Obviously, costumes are the main thing, and they're mostly rental. Mm-hmm. Some I will sell some if I have extras and things like that. I'm going to have a grand opening on this Friday.
Excellent.
At 1:00 is the ribbon cutting. Again, like you mentioned, the chamber, all through them.
Yeah.
Graciously, they come through and do these great type things. I'm going to have a food truck there, and it's called The Pig Pen.
Oh! Yes. Nice.
So I guess there's no mystery as to probably what they're going to serve.
Yeah. Right.
They're come out of the Nesita area. Again, these are kind of friends somewhat from the past, mm-hmm. and I just know them, and they also, I guess, do a kick-ass smoked cheesecake, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, yeah, and then I have some friends that are making little treats for me for the day, and I'll probably do some kind of gift bags and things, and if you remember before, I teased about when this other place I was working for, maybe have circus animals.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I don't know if I will, but maybe I'll have people dress up as that.
No, there you go.
Go ahead, James.
Oh, I was just going to say, certainly Halloween is when we think about these things, mm-hmm. but there's so many other times in this year that there is an option for this and a great opportunity for this. Mm-hmm. And I want to encourage people to do that and be in on that part of it, too, because one of the bigger things we've seen rising, especially after the pandemic, is these kind of like fantasy weddings and mm-hmm. weddings where people are, they're themed and mm-hmm. that. So there's been people renting costumes for events like that.
Mm-hmm.
There is all kinds of different sporting events and different things that people are dressing up for. There's a lot of different opportunities to check out the shop and encourage people to do that.
Exactly. And I appreciate you brought that up because this is kind of why I decided not to have the grand opening until now. So people realize I'm open year round.
Yeah.
I have things for Thanksgiving, of course, Santa, mm-hmm. Christmas, all kinds of things, Easter, Valentine's, who knows? It's kind of whatever your imagination can, decide
right.
you want to do. So that's why I want to make sure people know it's going to be a fun place. I probably have more things I have to get, like you mentioned, the steampunk. I wasn't totally familiar with the genre,
mm-hmm.
but then she already had some costumes, and I acquired more, because this is the fun thing I like to do. I go to different areas. Like, mm-hmm. I went to something called Rogues and Ruffians, and that's where I found out about it. And this weekend, there was TeslaCon, which is a whole steampunk thing.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I didn't make it there, but I kind of, at least I have connections now to understand what people are looking for, as well as cosplay, which is something I'm not that familiar with, but I'm learning.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because cosplaying, LARPing, that's also very huge and on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
Great opportunity stopping at the shop and seeing what you guys have there with that.
Mm-hmm.
Lori, if I have a costume idea in mind, I want to do something and I need help creating it, can you guys help with those kind of things
too? Yes, definitely. That's what I kind of like. And like I said, I probably won't have everything. I've had people ask me for things. I'm like, I do not have it at this time. I will look into getting it, or at least help them, or at least tell them where maybe they can find it. The thing, like you said, I'm gonna brag a little.
Mm-hmm.
I already had two people win first prize with my costumes. And what I did is I helped them put it together. Mm-hmm. I had one person dress as Hagrid, as you know.
He just passed away this year.
Yeah. And I don't want to tell a lot about this guy because I think he's a little shy. He's an IT guy. But I actually did all the little accoutrements or all the little things to go with it, like a little dragon on his shoulder, the lantern.
You're good.
I like that kind of thing, you know. And so, and then I had
all
another.
About the details.
Exactly. And then he won first prize. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Nice. And another lady, she ended up taking first prize as she went as Mrs. Claus, and she was a little hesitant about it, but her husband wanted her to go along with her and do more events like that. Mm-hmm. And now she was a little hesitant, and she says, well, I actually sold her that costume. She is going around and going to do 6 more engagements.
Wow.
And I thought that made me happy because she felt comfortable, like, yeah, now I'm going to have fun. So.
Oh, is that awesome? Thank you for sharing that. That's a really cool story.
Sure.
When it comes to taking over a business that's so well established and has, you know, especially rural businesses tend to have a core audience, a core, you know, people that use the business all these years and everything. How do you feel about in these early months and, you know, every owning the place, going from that and putting your own spin on it while also trying to, you know, honor what has already been taking place for 20 some years?
Well, you are really good at going right to the point there, too. But that was my thing, too. I realized, I mean, this lady, Sherry Jo Lucas, she put her heart and love into this.
Yeah.
This is a very passionate thing to do. And I want to honor that. And she's incredible. And that she, you know, she actually had many opportunities to sell this business, and I want to be clear, and I knew it, to places outside of the area. Like, I'm saying Minneapolis. You can see where something like this would be great, because you don't think of Wisconsin Rapids as having something quite like this in other states. And she wanted to keep it local. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, and she said she thought I was the right person for it. So I hope that I'll do her well by showing her that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so other than that, I mean, and then I like to also just mention, I'm doing a little plug too for the gal who did my signage. Her name is Cindy Van Ert, and she has her own business called Simply Cindy. I have a couple things done, but I have a lot of signs on my property, so I'm gonna have to get more of that. But yeah, I just like the whole fact that let's do things with our own community.
Yes.
We have a lot of, like, you guys, I know you do community stuff and theater.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? We have a lot of good resources.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you're one of them, Lori. We appreciate it.
You're going to make me cry.
Let's remind people again where they can find you guys and where they can find out more about you guys.
Yeah, I'm again at 6421 State Highway 13 South, again right across from old Ebby's Les Eclairs. You'll see our signage, white building. Wrought iron. And again, this weekend, like I said, Friday, 1 o'clock is the ribbon cutting, but I'm going to have the food truck probably there by noon at least, you know, and enjoy that and have other little snacks and fun things to do. So,
and as you guys, as the business grows more and more, we'll bring you back. We'll talk a little bit more with you guys real soon. But good luck with the opening. Break a leg. Have fun with it. And we'll talk with you again really soon, Lori. We appreciate the time. And again, great costume. You look great coming in here today.
Next time I'll bring you costumes and you'll have to dress up.
Oh, please.
I'm thinking maybe Friday, if you can't get the animals, penguin costume for James.
There you go. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I do have that.
That's what I'm thinking. There we go.
Yep. Perfect. Here we go. Okay.
We are going to talk.
We're
going to
have. We're going to make him write this. We're going to write this down.
Yes.
Okay.
I am tailor made to play a penguin. I also cannot fly. So it works out.
That works well.
We'll take a break. But Lori, thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you guys, and again, thanks to the chamber and all their support. And let's go Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, well said. We'll take a break. We'll come back with The Kitchen's Open, that segment coming up for you right after this on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Got James, Beth, and Melissa here. A big shout out to Lori from Fantasy Custom Shop for joining us. God, I love talking to her. She's great. That was a lot of fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Time now for Tell Me Something Good. Tell me. I didn't have the rights to that song,
darn.
So I couldn't play it. But I'm trying to find intro music for you guys. You deserve it. It's everybody's favorite new show, the show inside the show. It is time for The Kitchen to be open. Beth, Melissa, the floor is all yours.
All right. So we are just a week away from Thanksgiving. So obviously we need to talk about the nation's second favorite holiday and the foods that go with it.
Mm-hmm.
So turkey.
Gobble.
It's the natural first choice, but not everyone likes turkey, James. Mm-hmm. Or maybe...
I was just about to turn my microphone off, and oh, that got me. Nicely done.
But, or maybe you just want to change it up and do something different this year.
Yeah, there are several options that you have. How about chicken instead of turkey? Do roasted chicken. It's a great alternative. It can be prepared in many ways. You can pretty much do with a chicken anything that you could do with a turkey. So you could roast it as a whole chicken, which is an interesting little challenge. You just don't cook it as long. But you could do things like maple butter and rosemary, or honey and lemon glazed roast chicken. Or just simply do the same thing that you would do with a turkey, with just some butter and salt and seasonings, and you're good. Maybe even deep fry it, like what you would do with a full deep fried turkey.
So, yeah, but if you're going to do that, make sure it is fully thawed out.
Yes, and patted down. No moisture.
Yes, no water.
None.
Another option would be something like a beef chuck eye roast with a paprika herb rub. Paprika is an underused spice, in my opinion. Somebody once told me that it is a great way to add flavor without heat. If you have people who don't like spicy things, my experience with paprika is my mom only used to put it on mashed potatoes to make them look fancy. So I've not actually used paprika a whole lot, but it is a fun spice.
And you think of it more with like deviled eggs or egg salad than you would with something like this.
Mm-hmm. But it does, it's an interesting flavor. And if you find smoked if you can find smoked paprika, it is even more of a complex flavor. So a chuck eye roast would be a different alternative if you don't like turkey, but your pocketbook might not like it as much. Beef chuck roast averages about $5.99 per pound. And I heard that the price of turkeys just recently dropped significantly. I believe Walmart just dropped their price to 98 cents per pound.
Wow.
And that's down almost a dollar. Like 2 weeks ago, it was at 176 per pound. So they have definitely dropped in price, and a lot of grocery stores have locked in like previous year rates to help offset the cost, which is awesome.
Right.
Because the food companies, guess what? They're not doing bad. In fact, a lot of them have made record profits in these last year. So it's good of them to do that.
Right. And turkey is our tradition, but beef is a good alternative.
It is. And if you do go with turkey, they might be a little bit smaller this year because of all the issues that we've been having with the avian flu. I know they've had to depopulate a lot of flocks across the nation. I want to say the last record or the last number I saw was like 6 million.
Wow.
But it is getting better because we're now in the season where that is not as prevalent.
Right. And there's always the option, if you are a hunter, to go out and try to find a wild turkey.
You could, but also make sure it's you get it tested for avian flu.
Yes. And if you can't do turkey or don't want to do turkey, pork is actually an interesting, different alternative. It can be done in many ways. Maybe you want to try a pork loin braise with mushrooms and wine, or a spiced brown sugared ham, because a lot of families will do ham instead of turkey. Do it with apples. You can even cook the ham in a slow cooker, or better yet, smoke it on the grill. You could do what my family used to do growing up is use sausage, and we would have a traditional Pennsylvania Dutch meal called hogma, and you would use a good true Pennsylvania Dutchers would use the lining of a pig stomach as the cooking bag. You could get a regular cooking bag, a slow cooker bag. I have started to deconstruct it, so I don't do it in the bag anyway, but you chop up some potatoes, you use cabbage, you use unseasoned sausage, and you season it yourself with just salt and marjoram, and you cook it all together in the bag. Or what I do is I brown up the sausage, add the cabbage so it gets that flavor, and then I do my potatoes separately. But it's a wonderful alternative, and that's what we used to do for our Easter meals instead of doing a traditional big meal. But it was always one of the things that we had on the table at Thanksgiving as well.
Nice. Way to keep those family traditions going.
Yeah.
So if you want to go crazy fancy this year instead of any of these traditional options, you could whip up some buttermilk marinated quail with herbed Rita and blood oranges.
Wow.
Does that sound too fancy?
A little bit.
I had to look up what Rita is.
Yeah.
It's spelled R-A-I-T-A. Mm-hmm. It's actually an Indian yogurt.
Ooh.
So it's basically just yogurt with savory spices in it. Wow. So fresh herbs,
decadent.
And salt and pepper. Yeah, yeah, it really does. But that's, you know, something probably a little more fancy than most of us mm-hmm. would want to do. But you could go with roasted lamb chops or grilled salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Those sound fancy, but they aren't that difficult to do. Or so I've heard. I've never actually made lamb, but I have made beef Wellington.
Ooh.
And while it's crazy fancy and super involved,
yeah,
it is so delicious. Yes. I have never made anything that tasted as good as a classic beef Wellington.
Oh, my mouth is watering.
If you've never had it, it's a beef fillet. You sear it and you smother it in Dijon mustard, wrap it in minced mushrooms, garlic, and shallots. Then you roll it in prosciutto and encase it in a puff pastry. And then you bake it.
Oh,
so good.
Yes. My stomach's starting to growl, Melissa.
I was telling my boyfriend about this, and when I was prepping for this segment, he's like, maybe we should make that for our Christmas party. I'm like, oh, okay, sure, let's do it. So I think that's actually what we're gonna make it on the grill, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah,
very nice.
So that'll be a fun adventure for the Christmas party.
Yeah. And all of these sound like wonderful main courses to have for the meal, but the meal isn't just the main course, is it? Let's start talking about some side dishes.
Okay.
Everyone has their favorite, but did you know that they did a study of what is the most popular by state? And I think that was actually one of the questions that we've had for the turkey qualifying. So
oh, really?
We know that Wisconsin is mashed potatoes. But Zippia published this study and on a bunch of its websites. So they used Google Trends data from November of 2019 to see which states Googled recipes for these the most.
So I don't know if these are actually what's most popular by state or if it's just what people don't know how to make in these states.
Good
point.
They
were Googling recipes, I don't know. That's just a thought I had when I was
That's
doing...
a great thought. No, that's
yeah.
a great thought. I'm sorry to interject, but I hadn't thought of that
yeah.
way. That is a really good thought, Melissa.
Okay, but wait until you hear what some of these things are that people had to Google recipes for. Okay, so obviously mashed potatoes came out on top with mm-hmm. over 10 states claiming that as their favorite, including, as Beth said, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
But there were lots of casseroles. Green bean took top rank with 7 states, sweet potato casserole in 2, broccoli casserole and hash brown casserole in 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then mac and cheese was popular in 7 states entirely on the East Coast. Nobody else likes mac and cheese at Thanksgiving, apparently, in any other part of the country.
Interesting.
Stuffing and dressing in 7 states, cornbread dressing in Louisiana, which I would really like to try.
Yes.
Never had that. So some of the outliers were 4 states liked rolls. These sides were popular in 1 state each. Biscuits,
okay.
Crescent rolls, baked sweet potatoes, side salad, cranberry sauce, Vermont, by the way, cream corn, just plain old corn, favorite white gravy. These kind of got me. Turkey gravy. And the best one, deviled eggs.
There you go with the paprika.
Yep, there it is.
Now let's look at some of the more regional side dishes, because each area can tend to have their own specialty side dishes. So how about wild mushroom stuffing?
Ooh.
Yeah, doesn't that sound yummy? That's popular in the Pacific Northwest, and it's made with eggs, bread, hazelnut, fresh herbs, and a variety of mushrooms.
Yum.
Folks in Minnesota, and my husband can probably tell you some stories about this, make a similar dish, but it's with wild rice, sausage, water chestnuts, and sliced mushrooms, and they call it wild rice dressing.
I would eat that.
It's to die for. It is yummy. And actually, there are some restaurants in Minnesota that will still sell that throughout the year, so you need to go find
really?
Those restaurants. Yes. In Texas, they might serve mashed jalapeno cilantro sweet potatoes. And down south, they enjoy smoky poblano corn pudding. Maple syrup, cranberries. Doesn't that sound to die for? I think we've said about three things that are on James's top radar.
I'm just writing these down. If you could slow down actually a little bit.
Maple syrup, cranberries are from New England, and they sound delightful with brandy, brown sugar, and a dash of lemon juice. Sweet and tart. Best of both worlds.
Yum. Those all sound delicious, and nothing I have ever had at Thanksgiving, but maybe we got to try some new recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can't not talk about Thanksgiving and talk about desserts.
Yes.
So they're paramount when it comes to these giant family meals, but what can you serve besides pie?
Right.
Of course, that is the go-to favorite, but if you're like me, making pie crust has ended in so many failures over the years, and Pillsbury really shouldn't always take the credit.
Right.
Well, so let's look at some other options.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about pumpkin chocolate chip bread with fresh grated ginger? Doesn't that sound yummy?
Yeah. Or I think James might be into this, pumpkin cheesecake bars with a ginger snap crust.
Chocolate hazelnut and caramel tarts.
Ooh.
Just Google that. And then look at the decadent deliciousness in front of you. Tell me you're not hungry. Apple pear crisp with peanut butter.
Yeah.
That one sounds a little on the healthier side.
Yep. Or a cranberry cobbler.
If you don't like cranberries on the table, maybe you'd like them for dessert.
And if you can always add a little bit of apples, cranberry and apples pair really well together.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, you can't go wrong with a pecan pie brownie.
Ooh.
Picture brownie, pecan pie, mash them together.
Yum.
So delicious.
Yes.
Like, I have to make those. My mom used to make pecan tarts for her neighbor across the road when he'd help her out with stuff because they were his favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know the little mini ones?
Yeah.
So they're like tiny, tiny little mini pies you can eat in one bite.
Oh,
That on top of a brownie?
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds amazing.
Hello. Yeah. I'm coming to your house if you're making those.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll send you my address. So those are some other options if you don't necessarily want to make your traditional Thanksgiving spread, which whatever you make is going to be delicious.
Right.
So just enjoy the holiday. Enjoy time with family. And I think with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Absolutely.
Another wonderful episode, you two. Thank you so much. Great work. That was very fun. And we're all a little smarter and a little hungrier. A little bit. Thank you both. Great. Nice work, you guys. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun here at Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. 10:39 on the clock. Your host, James, behind the mic. Got Beth and Melissa with us. Good morning, you two.
Good morning. Hey, can I throw an audible in here?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Melissa and I need to chime in on this because last week you and Terry had a topic for the National Day of that I was literally screaming at the radio about.
Ooh.
Because it comes from my background.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Okay. Yeah.
National Scrapple Day. Yeah. Have you heard of Scrapple, Melissa?
Scrapple.
Do you know what that is?
I do not.
Okay. It is a good German, Pennsylvania, Dutch entity. Sausage, but it's the scraps of the animals that couldn't be used anywhere else.
Okay.
And ground together and making scrapple.
Wow.
So it's often used as like a breakfast meat kind of thing. So, you know, it looks decent. And you wouldn't think anything of it, but when you know where it comes from, this is why my policy is to never eat anything with the word crap in the middle of it. You just don't do it.
It feels like a pretty safe bet. It feels like a good bet there, Beth.
But my brother-in-law, who grew up in Pennsylvania, loves the stuff. Every time he goes back, he has to have scrapple. So it's kind of that, you know, if you're used to it, if it's something you're fond of, you can do it. But I had to get that out there, that this is what scrapple is, and if you're Penn Dutch, you know.
Okay. But I'm reading the description, and you know, this sounds so appetizing. The mush is formed into a semi-solid congealed loaf before being sliced and pan-fried. Please, sign me up.
I know. Think spam.
Right. That's
but
kind
with
of
all
came
the
to mind.
Rest of the stuff.
It's good stuff. Thank you for that, Beth. Thank you for that. We appreciate that. Getting into a little bit of entertainment news now. There will be no Fruit Smashed in Mudville today or any other day. Gallagher passed away last Friday after a brief illness. He was 76. He had several heart attacks over the years. Just wishing him and his family, his fan base, wishing them well. Gallagher was, of course, a prop comic who made his name smashing watermelons and other items with his Sledge-O-Matic, which was just an oversized sledgehammer. It kind of gets lost in the shuffle if that's all you know about Gallagher.
Right.
Very a funny stand-up comedian.
Absolutely.
Willie was having a difficult time, I mean, even with his style of comedy, getting seen, getting noticed. The prop part of this got kind of brought in a little bit later, but it never, like, took away from his, like, his material. You're not going to build a successful act that is going that can go for three decades if all you're doing is smashing fruit. You've got to be funny. You've got to be able to be good at what you do. You've got to be able to be innovative and in doing something that nobody else is doing.
Right.
If you need other another example of how great Gallagher was at what he does, ask Carrot Top, ask Jeff Dunham, ask any ventriloquist, ask anybody who is in this realm. Mm-hmm. They're doing it in part because of Gallagher. Doing it in part because they were either influenced or because he paved the way for them. Not to say he was the first prop comic or anything like that, but there was never anybody like Gallagher, and there never probably will be another Gallagher.
Well, he figured out how to use the gimmick.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
that yeah. the gimmick got him in, but his comedy is what kept you coming back.
Well said. In 2013, Gallagher was asked how many watermelons he'd smashed over the course of his career. He said, quote, "I have done 200 shows a year for 35 years. Use about 9 watermelons a show, so that's about 63,000 watermelons. I've spent over $250,000 of my own money on watermelons."
Wow.
And he continued to work steadily for several more years, so his final career numbers could be even higher than that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Life well lived, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You will be missed.
Speaking of a life well lived, Dolly Parton, as we are, you know, we are your news source for many things, including Dolly Parton. It just seems like we always cover
Dolly
her
story. Parton.
Yeah, we really do cover Dolly's life really well. Dolly Parton was awarded $100 million as a recipient of Jeff Bezos's 2022 Courage and Civility Award. The money will be donated to organizations of her choice. She said, quote, "When people are in a position to help, you should help. I try to put my money where my heart is and will do things with this. We'll do good things with this. I try to put my money where my heart is."
Yeah.
That's such a good line, and it's such a Dolly line. Well done. Yes, well done. I appreciate, too, how like, with somebody like her and with people like her, when she says these kind of things, when people are in a position to help, you should help.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just that simple. It's just that basic. And that's how she lives her life.
For her, it's a testament to her faith. She's unabashedly talks about her faith. And there is a scripture in there that says where your heart is, there your treasure, or where your treasure is, there your heart is also. Mm-hmm. And she is just kind of living that out, saying, hey, I'm going to do good things with it because that's what I should be doing.
Yeah, this is a remarkable human being. Got to get her on Morning Magazine.
Yeah.
Got to get her in it. Got it. Actually, I would say top. She's in my top five people if I could interview anybody living.
Yeah.
Easily my top five. She's easily in my top five. Yeah, definitely. just wrapping up our shorter entertainment segment here, Black Panther Wakanda Forever did about what everybody expected, making $180 million in the U.S. in its opening weekend. That is a record for November and the second biggest opening of the year behind Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness, which opened at $187 million. Black Panther also made $150 million internationally worldwide, totaling $330 million, which made it, I believe, the second biggest opening for November movie ever.
Wow.
Ever. And that's
impressive.
That's week one. Week two, those numbers, they're predicting those numbers will either stay or rise.
Right.
The original Black Panther made $202 million in the U.S. in its opening weekend back in 2018. I have to say, it's incredibly well done. It's a beautiful movie, the way it all is and everything. The actors, there are no bad actors. There are no weak links in these movies, especially this one. Everybody brings their A game. Everybody is incredibly good in it. And they do such a wonderful job of balancing grief and loss and all these things while also giving you a fun, action-packed movie that carries the story around.
Yeah.
Chadwick Boseman actually got to see parts of the story that they were going to do with the second Black Panther,
mm-hmm.
and was very excited about certain things about it and everything. There's one thing, without ruining anything, that happened in the post-credit scene. That a lot of people have, I shouldn't say a lot of people, it's been 50-50, 60-40 of people getting bent out of shape about it and people who aren't. It should be documented. This was something that was decided when Chadwick was still alive.
Okay.
And I don't think a lot of people realize that. So he was in on this. It was part, he understood that this was going to happen as part of the story and everything.
Okay.
So I think that should be noted. And if you've seen it, you'll know what I'm talking about. Okay. Without spoiling anything. But it was incredibly good. And I will say, too, because I've had other people ask me this, do I have to have seen the first one to see this one? I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it might add to it a little bit, but this one stands on its own pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just it was very well done. Like these movies, man. I mean, they're not treating them like they're superhero movies. They're treating them like that. Hey, this is a movie that is, we're gonna have this nominated or something like that.
And wow.
I would not be shocked if this gets the nod for Best Picture. Now that they expanded that, doesn't mean what it used to.
Right.
But it still does carry some weight.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be shocked if this year you see in the Best Movie category Top Gun Maverick and Wakanda Forever.
Wow.
I wouldn't, mm-hmm. I'm not saying they're going to win.
Right.
But I would not be surprised to see them nominated. And I would not be shocked at all. In fact, I think it would be a disservice to these actors to not see some of them nominated.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Angela Bassett.
Yes, that was the name I was going
to
say.
Angela Bassett has never gotten the due mm-hmm. she deserves. You see one scene of hers, and you know that she's one of the greatest actors you'll ever
mm-hmm.
see. Any movie, you can pick and choose. I don't care what you're bringing to the argument. You are going to see one of the greatest actors any of us have ever seen in our lifetimes. And the fact that she has not been credited with that, noted for that,
right.
is a disservice to all of us in the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
All my fellow SAG members, every one of us got blood on our hands when it comes to that one, because that is a woman who deserves her flowers.
Absolutely.
And she really brings it in this. Like, mm-hmm. it's impressive to me see actors like her who have done some heavy work and hard work. And, you know, okay, well, she's getting a big paycheck from Disney for this. What's she going to do? How much she going to burn? Nope.
No.
She brought every bit of it. Like, they got their money's worth. They got their money's worth out of it. Because, man, that she just is incredible. Just such a great actor. And, I mean, it's weird to say this, but I think it might be one of her best performances in this movie. And that's really saying something, because she has nothing but great performances.
And you wonder how much of her relationship with Chadwick personally kind of bled into this character, because she plays his mother in the movies. So to have lost someone...
We talked about this on Director's Cut over the weekend. The scene in The Princess Bride,
mm-hmm.
when you hear Mandy Patinkin at the end, and he's got the five-fingered man, and he says, I'll give you anything. I want my father back.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that line, and he says it without the accent. And Mandy Patinkin's one of the greatest actors there
right.
is. Like, he's not going to drop an accent, let alone they would recut the scene or something. Why did that happen? What happened there? And we find out all these decades later, he had lost his father.
Mm-hmm.
And that week, they try to give him the week off. He says, no, I'm going to come back in. He comes in and he delivers that line, and it has so much more meaning to it. And in a movie that is one of the most quoted movies of all time,
yeah.
it's one mm-hmm. of the bigger ones to come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's noteworthy. I don't think it stands out as much without him delivering it in that way. Real life bleeds into performances all
mm-hmm.
the time. It really did in this picture. You could really feel it in this picture, but not in a way of like, oh, the whole movie's down or sad
right.
or anything like that. It just, it's a part of it. It's a theme, a part of it.
Hmm.
It's really good. Take a break. We'll come back with the That Ain't Right story, some good stories of the day, and more fun coming up on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. We take you right to the top of the hour, where we will get to CBS News and then Playmakers, your sports show. You call it with your sports thoughts and feelings. Join Randy, Paul, and I with whatever you want to talk about sports-wise. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Playmakers coming up, thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out.
Mm-hmm.
Got a That Ain't Right story here, and I don't want this to get lost in the shuffle. I don't take loneliness lightly. I don't think we as a society should take loneliness lightly. And I think not just of single people, but certainly of our people, our veterans, our older people,
mm-hmm.
people who don't necessarily have family in the area, that kind of thing. So keep that in mind, especially as we get deeper into this holiday season. Loneliness
right.
tends to increase as the colder it gets out and the bigger these holidays get and everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just keep that in mind, everybody. And also, I suppose, if you know somebody who is lonely and you're looking to get them a weird gift, and I do mean weird, a website called PuffyBear.com is selling a human-sized teddy bear to use as a body pillow. It's not like those oversized bears you win at the carnivals or anything like that. It's got the head of a teddy bear, but the body of a man, like something out of a very strange, weird nightmare. Or a weird nightmare where they didn't have a great budget for the villain or the monster in it or whatever. So it's just he's got five fingers on each hand, but thankfully he's not, anatomical or anything like that. Huh. He's 5'7". And billed as an emotional support pillow, quote, significantly reduces the feeling of loneliness. If you want your own weird teddy bear boyfriend or girlfriend, I don't know, they cost $160 in shipping.
Oh, wow.
In shipping?
And shipping. No, and shipping. I'm sorry.
Shipping. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
The website says he arrives with no clothes, so you can dress them how you want. Fits into a large and extra large men's clothing. So, obviously, loneliness, as I said, nothing to take lightly, all that. But that being said, let's put that to the side and let's delve into this just a little bit. Because where do you put this when you're not using it?
Right? The passenger seat of the car, so you can use the carpool lane,
suppose,
right?
I suppose that's the only other option there, yeah. If you like, it's one thing if you bought this for yourself, but they were pitching this as you were buying it for somebody. And look, let's just like look at it this way. Say my brother and sister are worried about me and they're like, oh, we want you to make sure that you have somebody, James, you know, and all that. So look what we got you. What is there a more awkward situation in human history than like gifting this to somebody? Like even if they need it, like nobody that needs it necessarily wants to like be given this like in front of others, I would imagine, or that kind of thing. I mean, there's just so many that. And there are very few scenarios in life that are awkward creators, and this is such an awkward creator.
Oh, yeah.
It's like there's no normal way to gift this to somebody.
But it's the ultimate gag gift.
Right. Yeah. Oh, there you
go. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's that's a hefty price to pay for a gag.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had to look up the pictures because your description, spot on, because that's exactly what it is. It's a stuffed animal. Or a stuffed, animal, I guess. Humans are animals.
Oh, my gosh. That's
shaped like a man, but has the head of a teddy bear.
And it's furry so all over.
Right. Man.
Yeah, and it has fingers.
That's
where it gets weird.
That thing freaks me out.
Yeah,
it's scary.
I know that does.
Especially dressed in men's clothing.
No. No, I'd rather be alone. I'd rather be alone.
I would rather have a big teddy bear.
Yeah, and like, you don't want Toy Story to be real then.
But, right. Yeah. No. This would just make me all the more aware that I am alone.
Right.
You know, no, this isn't. I mean, if you're missing somebody, part of what you're missing is a real live living person with a heartbeat and all that. This is just going to remind me that that's not there.
You want the conversation. Yeah. You want the connection that's there.
The interaction.
And, oh, my goodness. To have that sitting in the living room in the middle of the night to get up and get a glass of water.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Especially if you had somebody else living in your house that liked to play tricks on you and would, set it up randomly.
Oh, April Fool's would be terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awful. Yeah. With so many scenarios where this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Just get me a regular teddy bear, please.
Please,
It seems like a safe bet.
Yeah.
Even if it's a giant one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take the 5'7" teddy bear.
Right. We have some good stories of the day we want to touch on, and we got one going on here in town. Our local Wisconsin Rapids Culvers are doing their company-wide fundraiser to help support food pantries. For this week, every concrete mixer sold, they will donate $1 to the food pantry. Our local Culvers is participating in the fundraiser on behalf of our friends at Focus.
Yay.
We send a good morning and a shout out to everybody under the Focus umbrella.
Yes.
The neighborhood table, the backpacks program, all the great different groups. And it starts today, everybody, through November 17th. So, yes, this week. So you go ahead and get yourself a concrete mixer.
Yeah.
$1 of that going to go right into the food pantry. A big shout out to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. And certainly a big thank you to all of our friends at Focus, everybody that works so hard on
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. So go get yourself a concrete booster today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday.
Right on, right on. You have to. I mean, yes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, you have to go to Culver's. Oh no, shucks. Oh, twist my arm.
Yeah.
Also, want to remind everybody about the community blood drive taking place tomorrow from 10 to 3 at the former East Union High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Appointments are encouraged if you can, but walk-ins are very welcome. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to schedule an appointment, 866-566-5900, 866-566-5900. You can be a superhero, and you don't even have to be a part of a blockbuster or have a tragic backstory or wear tights. Just an hour of your day, you donate blood, and you are a superhero, just like that.
Awesome. And they give you free snacks, so
yeah,
there you go.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And our River Kings won this weekend, everybody. Yay! That's another bit of good news. Not awesome. Only did they win, very impressive win.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that with our friend Randy Paul coming up in Playmakers. Melissa, Beth, you guys have a great day. Thanks for kicking off our
you
week
too,
on a good
James.
Note.
Yeah,
thank you.
You too, James. Thank you.
We'll come back and have some more fun in just a little bit right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.